Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This is G.R. Mobley. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. If you go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, you can download our podcast and support documents and links. This is an educational, grassroots program designed to restoring the Republic and placing the general government, or what many refer to as the federal government, back into the constitutional framework and scope of the Constitution. If you do not catch this entire show today, the show is rebroadcasted on Saturdays at 1 p.m. and on Sundays at 9 p.m. This is an educational show, as I said before, and to garner what I am trying to teach you and impart with you and to stay abreast with this information regarding Reclaiming the Republic and Republic Review, you really need to download the podcast on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. Local announcements. Rob Chase is going to be having Mayor Condon actually speaking this Friday. Hopefully there's no protest. And this meeting is at Something Else Deli, 152 South Sherman, on the northwest corner of Sherman and 2nd. Northwest Grassroots had an awesome event this last Friday. I was there. I saw a lot of people there. And so don't forget, they have all sorts of educational events every second Tuesday of the month, and that's when they do their movie nights. And I hope to have them on maybe next week to talk about their movie nights or the upcoming one. On my national show for this past week or so, and actually for probably over a month, I've been focusing on marketing. Why? Because I believe marketing is what helps compel people into doing something. But I am not doing the marketing. I'm allowing the government to do the marketing for me. In light of the past weekend, it seems someone or something has changed our government form from a Republican form of government to a democracy. It seems like we have now witnessed that if we go out and protest, we can get our way. And that, you know, we'll just go to the ballot box and vote away our Bill of Rights and our Constitution. It is that insane. A Republican form of government, as you know, is a representative form of government. And that in America, the representative form of government represented two constituents. One was the people. The other constituent was the local sub-element, which was the states at the federal level, or the sub-element of government. And in the states, it is the county. And that is why we have two legislative bodies in the state, as well as in Congress, one representing the people, the other representing the states and or the counties. And so we have completely gotten away from that. And that is why these idiots, or I should say these useful idiots that Lenin would call them, are doing such a good service in trying to promote communism and taking our rights away. Just remember, what the framers installed was something very unique that was never done before. I will just say this. If one doesn't like our government here, there are two things one can do about it. Follow the constitutional process to change it by amending the Constitution, or better yet, you can just leave. We no longer can allow insubordination towards our Constitution, Republican form of government. To do so is not only reckless, but it ignores and facilitates the loss of liberty, and actually what will end up ultimately will lose our Constitution and we will lose our Republic. These useful idiots are aiding and abetting the malfeasance of traitors to do and to ignore. This is not only just reckless, again, this is to our own peril and demise. Let me be very clear. It is one thing to engage in dialogue and discussion, to just have a debate, but it is another thing to demand change with the outright violations of the Constitution and our rule of law. This is treason. It is obvious the secular progressives have been emboldened over the past half century. Apparently, the law has not applied to the secular progressives for so long, and Democrats as well, and it even seems this paradigm is now embraced within the nationalist Republicans, or the establishment is what some people would call them. They are all moving us to socialism. There is this so-called establishment that we actually have to recognize is our two-party system. We can no longer allow them to rule us this way. what we have to do, and if we're going to actually save ourselves instead of becoming slaves when they actually set aside our Constitution, because that is their end goal. Because once they do this to appease these puerile communists, these juveniles, then what else is coming? What other liberty are we going to lose? So here it comes, folks. What is it going to take to get you informed, active, and involved? What are you waiting for, a superhero? There was no superhero in the Glorious Revolution. There was no definitive superhero in the American Revolution. Sure, George Washington arose to the top. I mean, he was truly a leader. And there were a lot of other people that rose to the top, but there was no superhero at all. And as a matter of fact, they constantly were so thankful that the Lord saved their backsides, like in New York and in Boston and in Valley Forge and so forth. Bottom line, saving our liberties and our backside requires you. Your civic duty does not end at the ballot box. Your voice and your desire to restore our constitutional republic or the remnants of what is left will be brushed away. This brushing away is not just a metaphor. This is historically based fact. Bear in mind, the Constitution will protect us from mob rule, but once the Constitution no longer constrains government, it will be gone. As many talk of revolting and being a resistance to communism, this is a fallacy. This may be noble in mind and heart, but this is a fallacy. Force is no longer equal. It's not like both sides have muskets anymore. I cannot understand why Americans in the FBI, these are American citizens in the BLM, ATF, and these other organizations, I can't even contemplate the use of force in killing Americans as we have witnessed over the past few decades. It boggles my mind when I think of what happened at Ruby Ridge, what happened at Waco, what happened down here in Oregon to Lavoie-Finicum, or even these drone strikes. Folks, these are not, and Lavoie-Finicum was not some thug trying to wrestle some police officer's gun out of his holster as he was driving down the street and stopping to talk to him. He's not some thug that ran after somebody who was, you know, asking him questions why he was in the area that he was and just tried to beat him to death. Lavoie-Finicum was literally just trying to take a stand against government, and he was on the wrong, or he was on the right side, but he was on the wrong side of receiving injustice. And so what has to happen is we have to start standing up, or all of these things and all of these events will be for naught if we do not use the marketing as the marketing tool it needs to be. I'm serious. What does it have to take? What do we have to do to convince you? Sure, there has been historical events where racism or bias have caused these things in the past. But the mind model, we're supposed to be in a time of enlightenment. And this just surprises me that we're in such a debased mode. If you have to look at the doctrine of Taqiyya and Islam, then you can start understanding how we are in this situation, because the doctrine of Taqiyya and communism is literally whatever it takes to meet the goals and to meet the needs. I wish I could go into this a lot more, but I will talk about something a little bit more than this after I get back. What we're going to have is we're going to have Mike Munch do his next two segments when we talked to him last week, because I think it's really important. Why is all this marketing important? We cannot allow this next election to get by. We cannot allow this fractionalization of crappy leadership in this town to continue. We have to start standing up and getting leaders who will really represent our individual liberty and our individual sovereignty and the Constitution, and not some crappy agenda to make sure that they maintain or grow their dominion and their control over us, because that's what some bad people try to do. Bad people try to create dominion over others and enslave them. And it happens here. And unfortunately, it's happening with supposedly good leaders. And I'm telling you, that is not a sign of a good leader. So when we get back, because we're up at the hard break, we will have Mike Munch with us, and we will talk a little bit more about why he ended up losing this past election. This is noteworthy, so please pay attention, folks, and I will be back in the last segment to round up some more thoughts and content for you. Hey, folks, it's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I have learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Vaughn Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money on just any good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist like Dr. Vaughn Tracy. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Vaughn Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I ask you to give Dr. Vaughn Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. Thank you.
Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. If you've listened to my Wednesday show, Reclaiming the Republic, right here on KSBN from 4 to 5, then you should know that the Constitution is really a contract. Contrary to our education system, the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. It is a hard, fast contract. In accordance to Article 7, the states are the only stakeholders in this contract, and inherent in contract law, the stakeholders possess an inherent authority to exercise oversight over the contract. This means they can audit the contract against the federal government and the unconstitutional powers they are exercising. Any single state can perform this audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what I refer to as Republic Review. Please read my executive summary on reclaimingtherepublic.org to learn the details about Republic Review.
Rippey Homes isn't just about building homes. They offer leading architectural designs in business buildings and offices. The designers they work with have been able to take the cutting-edge technology and spatial comfort in the home setting and integrating that into a vast array of small businesses and professional office buildings. What is most important is how they can offer incredible savings and innovations that one would want to consider in an office building. But why wouldn't a business owner want to maximize their savings in the office space as they would with their home? In businesses today, differentiating your business in positive ways is key to attracting customers and building a successful business. So if you want to get your custom office building right, then you need to contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. That's cgrippey.com. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academe has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem.
Okay, so I am back with Mike Munch, and we were just having a very fascinating conversation regarding partisan politics and, I will say, the puppet masters or the people that have been trying to influence your government in making sure that they are dancing in the partisan perspectives that they want. And, you know, it's so interesting how people use that label as the nonpartisan, but I mean, everybody that uses that is driving a partisan wedge. Mm-hmm. everybody that does that. Whenever I hear somebody say, this is supposed to be nonpartisan, nine times out of ten, it's a progressive,
right,
because they're trying to use this facade that, oh, this is where party politics doesn't, you know, come into it.
Right.
And the real problem is it's not about party.
Mm-hmm.
Because, unfortunately, the Republicans have a real brand problem, and that's one of the reasons why Stephanie's trying to clean that up.
Right.
When you've got people like John McCain out there who wears that and is damaging the brand, then what do you do?
Right.
And so that's why my focus has tried to be with the leaders to center back onto the Constitution and focus literally on the Constitution.
Right.
So as we were going into break, I wanted to get into the actual, you know, the meat or the dirt. And so one of the things that came out was a gentleman working in the I think the penal system, Bob West. Okay. I don't know, parole or something. He he had access, and apparently he was providing information from that access to players in the election. At least that's what I'm garnering from what I'm reading.
Yeah, and that's, I've seen a lot of that speculation. I haven't seen anything for sure, you know, that
okay,
says he did or didn't.
Where did the information come up about you and your past?
That gets a little grayer, I think. So what had happened, long story short, if I can make it short, I was going on a trip with my wife at Spokane International Airport, and I had a backpack with me, and I went through security, and I'd left a couple of pistol mags in my backpack that I'd totally forgot were in there. So TSA obviously didn't like that, and they pulled me aside, and they called the airport police over, and the airport police said, you can run it out to your car, or we can destroy them. You know, and I said, well, I'll take them out to the car. And so they did a quick background check, and then lo and behold, I had lost my firearms rights, but nobody had ever told me from when I was a juvenile. So then they said, you're prohibited from owning this. So then Homeland got involved and everything else. I was never arrested, wasn't even detained or anything. But
okay, so this wasn't this was actually something you stumbled into.
Yeah, this happened in August, like a month and a half after I'd been appointed to counsel.
Okay.
So I so after we got it all straightened out, my wife was able to take they kept the pistol mags for their investigation. The ATF came back and said, yeah, you know, you've been very clean for 20 years. There's, you know, you weren't aware of this, blah, blah, blah. Just get your rights restored and we'll give you your stuff back. So that's what I did.
Right. So nobody tells you that, oh, by the way, you've lost these rights.
Right. Right. And as a juvenile, all my stuff was as a juvenile. And I thought my record was sealed and it was all done. And you don't have to disclose your juvenile record and all those kind of things. So Ozzie, after the election, on a couple of Facebook posts, has said that the TSA contacted him about the stop up at the airport for me, which other people that I've talked to said no way that they would, but whether they did or didn't, I don't know. But then supposedly Ozzie gave that information to our chief of police to give to the city manager and everything else to make sure there wasn't anything bad happening. Nothing was bad, you know, it all came down to one of the smears that was used in the election was that I lied on my application because I didn't say that I'd been convicted of a crime. I checked before I applied to make sure that I had to disclose or did not disclose. The lawyer told me, you do not have to disclose your juvenile record. It's a two-tier legal system.
Yep.
Everything that happens as a juvenile does not follow you into adulthood.
Right.
Yada, yada. So I didn't disclose it at that time. So then after this airport incident, then they bring up this dirt that, oh, he's a convicted felon, and he didn't disclose that. And so that's where they thought they could get me removed from the city council. But because it was all as a juvenile and I didn't have to disclose it, there was no case there.
Right.
That's what our city attorney came down on the side of. So Ozzie said that he got this report and he only handed it over to Mark Warner, who then went to the city attorney and the city manager to make sure there wasn't anything that needed to be done.
Right, right.
And then he says he shredded it after that.
Right.
So, but then we also know that the Wilhites were walking around with a file on me with that information in the file. Now, you can't just go over to the courthouse and get a juvenile record. So
nope.
They got the paper from somewhere. I don't know where they got it from.
Someone that has access to those systems.
That are closed
period.
Systems, yes.
Right. And, okay, interesting. Well, let me just say this. For those who are listening that have this purest
principled ideology that you have to be as white as the driven snow to be able to represent people. I can tell you that the framers weren't necessarily purist and white as the driven snow. But even more importantly, I believe that if you look at the majority of the apostles that Christ called upon, I believe one was considered a, you know, an evil tax tax person. And, you know, all of them looked at themselves, why me? And, you know, only the Lord knows. But bottom line is that, you know, we all make mistakes, and that when a person has done everything in their life to put that behind them and move forward, you know, I don't believe we should ever be in the position to judge. And those who take that position that want to be the judges of determining whether you are worthy anymore, then I would just, you know, say, hey, you may want to evaluate that ice you're standing on. May want to take a good, better look at that. It may not be as thick as you think it is. So anyway, let's move on. Okay, so there was this file and there was this information that was one of those things that was going to haunt you for this particular election. Because of the dynamics and probably because of your schedule and everything else, I think the advantage you had, was that you had an opportunity to get in front of it, it before the election. Because if I remember correctly, that was around summertime.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to remember. It was right about July,
August time for
August when they started coming out with that.
Yeah. And so with that, you had time to recover. It's not like the last minute attacks that Matthew Howes had. You know, where all of a sudden he had 2-3 weeks to scramble before the election, and there. That was irreparable damage that was done by that. And so, and I'm hoping that I can get him on, you know, and I'm hoping that he's still interested in public service, that, you know, he can, you know, hopefully serve if that's what he wants to do. But I think that those shenanigans are, you know, these last minute exposures. I think that the real problem was that the people that were doing it did not have the progressive playbook, because they exposed you way too early.
Yeah, that, I was surprised it came out when it did, because it was after the primaries and before, way before the general.
And, so. And I truly believe conservatives need to sit on information, because that's that is the best damage in, in disclosing it. Just like with Judge Roy Moore and everything else, going after people that very last couple of weeks. And next thing you know, it just, you know, all of a sudden everybody hates this guy before you can even, you know, do the damage control. Because it takes a little while to recover. It does. So that being said, you went into this election, you had this, you were confronted with that. And I believe that it was pretty much marginal, because if I look, I don't think that was had any real impact other than the fact that you had to do some damage control. And you, the stress you had to go through was unfortunate. But I'm looking at the, you know, the time that you got back in, because your numbers and how you lost was pretty equal to Caleb's. And pretty equal to Ed Pace's.
Yeah, we were all within a couple percentage points of each other.
And so the question I have then is, what did happen? And why was only why was it so consistent? Because I think that that percentage that you're talking about were those people who were marching to the drumbeat. And the difference between, I believe, Rod and the rest of you, because he was under that same, you know, hammer. The difference was, is that I think more people had a real hard time going, you know, voting against Rod because they just didn't have these little things exposing them to say, you know what, this is like Ukiah, sending Ukiah to battle, voting against Rod, because surely he'd done nothing wrong. And if you know the story with King David, right, and so forth.
Yes.
So Rod was literally, you know, being sent out to his death as well, mm-hmm. Where he was, I'll just say, not necessarily spotless, but he mm-hmm. didn't have the same baggage or right. problems that the other three of you did. Mm-hmm. And I think it weighed on the conscience of those people mm-hmm. because that's why it was that close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he only won by a few hundred votes. So.
Right, right. Yeah. And I truly believe that it was, I don't want to say divine providence, but I truly believe that there was that such a small turnout that only those people that were really motivated in voting and participating in the process made the elections go the way it did. Mm-hmm. And I think the thing that bothers me, and we don't have hardly any time now. I need to, if you can hold on for one more segment, I want to get your feedback on, you know, why so few people took the time to mail in their ballot.
Right.
And, you know, after doorbelling and doing all of the work you did so that we could get past that in this next election. So, folks, we're going to be right back after word from our sponsor. So please stay tuned and thank you so much. I'm amazed at just how much Rippey Homes takes pride in their partnerships. From the designers they work with, the artisans they employ, and you, the homeowner, they relish in getting it right the first time. To do this, they place their focus upfront on what you want and what you need and begin forming a plan like a sculptor taking care of the intricate details to ensure it meets your expectations. Whether you need innovation in a custom home to harmonize with the environment while offering the latest in building materials and technology, Rippey Homes takes a bottom-up approach that centers around you, the customer. They know that you are the integral component in the American dream, which is how they help you build your dream. To make your dreams become reality, contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. That's Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. My show, Reclaiming the Republic, is more than an educational show. My intent is also to work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is result-oriented and is live across the Republic. Download and share our podcast. Like, follow, and share our page, Mobius Strip Press, and the articles and content posted on our Facebook page. Get informed about groups in the local area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. The reason the progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost all billionaires in the world are funding a vast array of different groups, and their efforts are to undermine our Republican Constitution. If you don't believe me, Google the donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, and many other state rights, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved and supporting programs based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of Liberty. Thank you. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is the improvement of your overall health by working with a dentist like Dr. Tracy in developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff, from time to time, offer a special referral program that for every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, they will give you $50 off your upcoming dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. They also have a tiered reward program. Give them a call and ask them for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com.
Okay, so we have Mike Munch still with us, and we're about ready to unlock him from the chains. But I wanted to get a little bit more information. What is the problem with Spokane Valley voters? Why did they fail to turn out? I mean, it seemed to be that whole problem countywide was, you know, do you think that maybe the progressives or maybe the puppet masters were putting something in the water to just make people apathetic and not, you know, spending the 57 or how many cents it takes to send off a ballot? What happened?
You know, I think that it's just a huge problem in this country anymore, and I think absentee ballot voting is one of those problems. You know, I ran into probably 12 people just, oh, man, I totally forgot to mail in my ballot, you know. Because when you have 2 weeks, it just sits there, and you go, oh, I'll do it tomorrow night or whatever, and then they never get it done, they never turn it in, besides the voter fraud that happens with absentee ballots, you know. I mean, voting is a right. It's a privilege, you know. It's not something that should be taken for granted, but most people do, and there's no civics to tell you that you need to do this or not do that, and so on big election years, you've got nothing but campaign on everywhere, whether
right.
the race is going. And on these right. off years, you just don't have that. So then you've only got this small core people that vote every year.
Right.
And those are easy to sway one way or another.
So I will do this, and Brad, you'll hear me here. What I want to do is 2 weeks prior to the ballots dropping, telling people that the ballots are coming, and as soon as you get them, you know, have a stamp ready.
Right.
As soon as you get them filled out and mailed in.
Mm-hmm.
No longer can we afford to allow apathy and just, you know, procrastination in losing mm-hmm. these elections that should have been won.
Well, and on top of that, and I didn't realize this till I was involved myself, it's a huge bone, it's a huge uplink for people that are running to get those daily feedbacks. Because the county reports on how many voting ballots are coming back. And so then you can focus your energy on people that haven't voted yet, you
right.
know, as a candidate. So early returns are very important.
And, sure,
and,
sure.
know, that would help quite a bit.
But what I'd like to do is get KSBN, because this is a public service announcement.
Sure.
We're not going to be endorsing specific candidates,
mm-hmm.
but just in dealing with the apathy,
right.
we need to get 2 weeks out and start, you know, pounding people,
mm-hmm.
you know, with a barrage of public service announcements.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be happy to do it. And I would just call out all the rest of the hosts on KSBN, like Dave Thomas and others, to please do a public service announcement,
right.
you know, in asking, you know, their listeners and throughout the day mm-hmm. that when KSBN plays these things to help motivate people to be ready to receive and send back
right.
their ballots. And
right.
then as soon as the ballots actually drop, we'll have a different campaign to say, time's running out.
Right.
You've got it now.
Get it out of your house.
How come you haven't sent it yet?
Right.
That type of thing.
Uh-huh.
Because I unfortunately, we're going to have to spend that inordinate amount of effort to just try to, because this is another kind of off year.
Right.
And so we need to do that because we can't afford to allow a very motivated communist base
right.
to continue to make headway in such a conservative bastion
right.
as Spokane.
Yeah. Well, and people, I don't think they realize how much effect a city council can have on your life, you know, so they just consider it a nothing thing, you know,
right.
and who cares, but.
Well,
boy.
Obviously, the way they pay you, that's why they believe that.
Yeah,
but, absolutely.
Yeah, but, you know, there are direct consequences to elections, and you're going to see some of them. I mean, we still have a fairly conservative council, you know, so it's not like it's going to go crazy in the next couple of years, but the chinks are showing in the armor out there
right.
already.
So let me get to this with, I guess, what time we have left. We can talk about this. In Ed's interview, when he came on earlier last month, I talked to him about, you know, some of his faux pas, mistakes, and
sure.
so forth. One of those faux pas was his endorsing a Democratic candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that, you know, that was the unforgivable sin, that it just gave people that extra oomph in, you know, mm-hmm. not supporting him.
Right.
Do you feel the same way? I mean, because to me, I think that there needs to be a standard, especially for a party, especially for party endorsements. And if you actually turn against the party, then it's kind of like, you know, if God offers you a, you know, these blessings, if you live his commandments, but you don't live his commandments and you still demand that he bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. I mean, you're not entitled to that.
Right.
And I think the GOP is definitely not God, folks. So please don't
right.
make that metaphor or connection.
Right.
But it's a three letter word that starts with G.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the point is that how do you feel about, you know, when Ed did that? Should he have been sanctioned by the party?
I think he should have been sanctioned by the party, but not necessarily by the populace, you know.
Right, but I mean the party coming out and saying, you know, our hands are tied because we have a standard.
Right.
We cannot endorse you mm-hmm. for this election, you know, but we will, you know. But I truly believe that there needs to be a process, you know, so we'll do that once. And if you do that, mm-hmm. you know, not do that again, then, okay, you'll stay in our graces.
Mm-hmm.
But you do it twice. I don't think you need to go through three strikes. I think if you go through two times of doing that where you're supporting another party,
mm-hmm.
specifically the opposite party, because Libertarian Party, Constitutional Party, I don't think Ed would have, because that could have been a more constitutional person.
Sure.
And I support that,
mm-hmm.
but I do not support communists and progressives.
The issue for me, I guess, is I don't believe in party over everything.
Yes.
You know, and so John McCain, Lindsey Graham, all these others that claim to be Republicans but are everything but.
Right.
But they get to keep claiming to be Republicans.
Right.
You know, Ed kind of claimed to be a Republican, kind of claimed to be a Libertarian, you know, and the hard part that I have and what we did, I used to be heavily involved in the Republican Central Party up in Stevens County. And one of the years prior to the election, we were getting all these people that wanted the Republican name because that's how you win in Stevens County.
Right.
We came up with a list, you know.
A vetting criteria, yeah.
You know, off of the platform of the Republican Party,
right.
Will you support this, will you not? If they don't support that platform, they are not a Republican, and they should not get the endorsement. They should not get the money. They should not get anything.
Right.
We can't stop them from putting an R after their name, but it should be known that this person, you know, and
right.
so that's what I'd like to see is our local Republican parties vetting these candidates, and they kind of do that, but they don't really pull it off of the platform.
I'm demanding that they use the Constitution as basis of vetting
mm-hmm.
and holding their people accountable for that.
Right.
More importantly, because we're almost out of time. And I started off with Ed because he's done that.
Sure.
And obviously you already know that the sheriff did that.
Right.
And so do you believe that the sheriff should not get a pass in this election and not get the endorsements and not receive money from the GOP?
I do. You know, to me, it's borderline criminal.
It's treason to the party.
It is. Anybody that's a vendor to a political party should not be involved in those politics at all. He's a vendor. And for him to step into something like that.
Well, now, that's a separate issue. The
is.
Fact that he has a contract.
Right.
He had a contract. And you even said this, and he said this on Facebook, as you quoted me earlier, because
mm-hmm.
we got 1 minute to do this, so I'll capsulize. Basically, Ed and others were asking for his endorsement, and he came back and said, hey, you know, I think that's really hypocritical that you're asking me for an endorsement, but then you're calling me out for endorsing.
Right.
Bottom line is the high road is that he should have said, don't even ask me for an endorsement. I will not endorse anybody from this position, especially when I have a contract
exactly.
servicing your polity. And so I think that was, you know, a low road.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the fact that he did what he did, I don't
don't like it, and I think it was wrong. Mm-hmm. We all make mistakes, and he should have the consequences of this mistake, and hopefully he learns and never does that again.
Right.
But I do also understand that he tends to use ire and other things in driving, because that's what I see on Facebook, right. And it's really unfortunate. Mm-hmm. I haven't even met the man. I've yet to really do a real talk mm-hmm. with him, but mm-hmm. I'm just, from what I see. Right. Thank you so much for coming in,
Mike. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Folks, we'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors, so please stay tuned. And again, I will be back after a short word from our sponsors. Thank you so much.
This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. This is G.R. Mobley. I'm working with Trevor Lawton, Douglas V. Gibbs, Tom DeWeese, John Hancock, and many other good patriots in setting up rodeos for Republic Review this summer. We're doing this in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, and North Dakota for this election cycle. If you are beginning to understand the power of Republic Review, then we need your help one way or another. More importantly, if you live in these states or know any patriotic leadership, whether that's an elected official, grassroots leader, or political leader, please reach out to me on Facebook or email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know who we can work with in organizing these events. It is our intent to get one and hopefully all of these states to call for Republic Review. If we can get this started, I promise you we will make America great once and for all. Thank you. Rippey Homes is a family-owned business that has been building homes in the Spokane area for over a decade. For years, they've offered their customers an array of construction projects and services. But due to market demands, they now exclusively focus building high-efficiency homes and business offices, offering custom turnkey solutions for customers seeking to save money on operational costs while enjoying the latest innovations and construction technology. They understand many of these features can be expensive, but this is why they work closely with a team of leading designers to integrate the details and options that suit your needs. When it comes to translating designs into reality, the artisans they employ make this happen. If you're interested in building a cutting-edge dream home or office, then contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippy.com. That's Cameron Rippey at cgrippy.com.
Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention or a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, these conventions require the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. These conventions are unable to solve our real problem, which is noncompliance to the Constitution, and they would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. Why do we need Republic Review? This is the only way the states can deal with the federal government's encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers they have not been delegated. To learn more, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to get my executive summary on Republic Review. And please listen to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, right here on KSBN from 4 to 5 on Wednesdays.
Okay, so I am back, and I wanted to think a little bit, get you your thoughts going on what Mike had said about why he was delayed at the airport. And it seems to me that Mike just had some magazines in his backpack. It's not like he had actually guns. He had gun-associated equipment. And I don't think you necessarily have to be, help me out here. I don't think you have to have a license or a concealed carry or anything else to carry a rifle scope or a magazine or a shoulder harness or equipment that's associated to the gun. I believe you have to actually have the gun for, you know, you to be violating the law. And so the fact that they found those magazines and did a quick background check makes me think, well, are they just really quick to try to find fault and flaw? I mean, really? So it was an honest mistake, and I get it. It was the airport, but I don't get it why they would just do that, because they now have the opportunity to do that. What would have happened if Mike would have just said, oh, good, just go ahead and throw them away. They're just cheap, and they're not mine anyway, or what have you, and he just brushed it off. But anyway, that's just something to think about, because it seems like we're in a society that people, you know, perceive us as guilty before proven innocent. Anyway, I want to get back to these franchises, and I was talking about a small local franchise who also uses political correctness with their advertising. They use a local politically correct advertising agency that they kind of shield themselves. But it's interesting, though, because they actually throw out this persona that they are really patriotic. And so that said, I asked one of the owners back during the prior to our Constitution Day celebration, I called up and said, hey, can you contribute to our Constitution Day? When I say our Constitution Day, I mean Spokane County, you know, this whole area. I mean, Stevens County, I mean, Idaho, everybody was welcome to come and enjoy and celebrate our Constitution. And so what the owner generously offered, and you know what, at that point in time, we were just happy to get anything. He offered $50 to help us out. And to be clear, I will just say that the fact that he offered was a very noble gesture. But here's the rub. We never got the contribution. In other words, they offered $50, but they couldn't even write the check or somehow deposit that type of money and help defray the cost. Now, I know I'm relatively new here, but supposedly there are thousands of businesses here that are owned by conservative thinking people. And if you've been listening to this show, I'm going to start ramping up for Constitution Day in May, because I'm trying to get people to be more constitutionally conscious, because I truly believe that it is the Constitution that will help us divide or actually help us differentiate between good governors and good leaders and bad leaders and bad governors. And so those who govern us. And so, anyway, I am told that even these ad agencies around here are pretty conservative as well. Well, I guess I'm going to have to tell you, talk's cheap. I mean, I don't want to be the one that kills the geese that are laying the golden eggs around here. But, you know, $50 really isn't even a good night out on the town. I mean, this is, you know, prices have been going up. That barely gets you a really good meal. I mean, you can find a good restaurant, but it's not like a five-star restaurant in this town. I mean, that may get you one plate. So for a multi-franchise business that has at least five establishments in Spokane County, I don't want to poke him in the eye, but I mean, it's one thing to make the gesture, but not even to follow up and make sure that contribution landed where it needed to be, needs to be called out. And so had this contribution even been received, like I said, I would not even be complaining. But this isn't the first time that this particular business and owner had actually offered up some level of support. Folks, this isn't good. And this lackluster turnout that we've been complaining about with this last election, that isn't good either. It seems to me that we've just got a lot of people that are putting lipsticks on pigs or on their own faces and failing to really do the due diligence and do the work that we kind of expect them to do as community leaders, businesses, as elected officials, and even as citizens. We're all failing to do our job. Now, I am cognizant of credentials amongst thugs and criminals, and you know, this honor amongst thieves concept, and how they get noticed and elevated amongst each other within their paradigms. And so what I want to point out here is that what we're dealing with these perceptions and these perceived leaders that are in our community, you know, thugs, they go kill somebody and boy, they're respected. You know, they go do some really bad things and they're really respected. Well, what's it going to take and what should it take for us to really respect these businesses? Is it just the fact that they put up really patriotic ornaments and dressings in their business? And yeah, that makes us feel good. And so they do that and don't lift a finger or spend a dime and help promote and sponsor these patriotic events like Northwest Grassroots, their movie nights, or conservative shows. Maybe not even this one, but Mike Fagan, and there are other conservative shows. There's Matt Shea's show. There are a few shows left. There's not many, but they're starting to die off because there's nobody lifting a finger and spending a dime. So I guess either these business leaders must think we're stupid or and these local leaders just think we're stupid or I don't know. I don't get it. But I will say this, folks, that for them to start gaining the credentials and for us to actually start stepping up, when you walk into a business and they come across patriotic, you might as well ask them, hey, how come you're not sponsoring, you know, some events? How come you don't sponsor Northwest Grassroots or sponsor some of these radio shows around here or some of these other conservative things that are going on, like Rob Chase's coffee club in the morning? There are good, noble, conservative, constitutional events, people and programs, groups and so forth that people could start getting behind and supporting, especially these more constitutional candidates instead of these progressive candidates, so that we all can find out about them and get them elected instead of allowing the progressives and Soros money to get these people out and get illegal voters and so forth to get these progressives into office. I mean, I'm just having a real hard time trying to make sense of all of this, but I will tell you that we deserve better. We deserve better from our community leaders, and our community leaders really are our businesses where we patronize and we go in and we buy and we keep their doors open and their lights on. If it wasn't for us, the customers, then I don't know what they'd be doing. And so some of these businesses are business to business. They service and provide business or commodities and services to other businesses. And so I'm having a hard time understanding why they're not making any effort to try to elevate themselves and build a credentials by sponsoring events. I know Zacor just did an event last year with Pronto. Hats off to them. I'd like to see other people follow them in getting involved in these types of things, because if we start doing that, then we will be reclaiming the Republic. This is G.R. Mobley. This is Reclaiming the Republic, and I'll be back next week. Thank you so much, and have a God bless weekend. Thank you.